What do you want? No, I wasn't interested in your stupid fucking party. Just a bunch of jocks playing grab ass, right? And besides, this is my backyard. Well, I'm just gonna leave. Yeah, I know it's my backyard. I just said that. But I wouldn't want to ruin your image. If your football buddies over there happen to be watching, if they see you with me, they'll start talking. And I definitely don't want to leave town right as the rumors start spreading about me being another loose girl hanging out with the team's star running back. Oh, please. We both know the reputation you have. All the girls you hang out with? Well, again, you've heard the rumors. Fine. I'll hear you out. What do you want, Johnny Football? Okay, you can stop right there. This is going to be one of those sentimental bullshit speeches, right? Is that it?
Oh, I'm Johnny Football, and I'm real sorry that I acted like a dick for the better part of the last decade. You want to hook up before we both move away for college, babe?
Ugh, asshole.
For fuck's sake, dude! We used to be best friends! We spent, like, every afternoon together. And day one of middle school, you dropped me like a bad habit. Cut and dry. The most you said to me in the entirety of high school was that 10th grade science project we had to work on together.
Yes. The one I practically did by myself. So, yeah. No. Fuck you, Johnny Football. Don't touch me, chuck asshole piece of garbage.
Fuck you, trying to take the moral high road.
You tell me, what did happen between us? You're sorry. You think a half-assed sorry is going to make up for all the years when you shunned me as a nunchuck or a drama club virgin. And don't think for even a second I forgot the time you told the quarterback that the only thing thick about me were the lenses in my glasses. Fuck, dude. You're the reason I had to get contacts. I missed senior prom because I had an eye infection from them. I couldn't see shit without them, and I didn't dare risk going out in public with my glasses again. So, what the fuck did I ever do to you to deserve to be treated like that? You to make me suffer.
Sorry. Again with the sorry. You know, I'm leaving town in, like, 3 days, so fuck it. I've got nothing to lose. Not really. I loved you. Even after you started to shun me in middle school, I loved you. It wasn't until high school, the football team, the jocks, and the cheerleaders, that's when I realized that the dream was over. You were never gonna come back around to my side. To me. So, fuck you. I hope you get a concussion. Maybe we'll knock some sense into you. Now get the fuck out of my yard, prick.
Hey, wait. Don't leave yet. That last part? I didn't mean it. I really don't want you to get hurt. It was kind of awful of me to say.
No. It doesn't really make us even.
If you ended up like all those NFL players who keep making the news with mental issues, I would feel just fucking awful. So, I'm sorry. Really. I mean it. I guess there's not much else left to say.
I said don't touch me. Just because I don't want to leave being like you. Just because I'm...
Yeah.
I know I'm shaking. I'm not sure. Because I'm angry and sad. And I feel like a bitch for saying what I said. And I just don't know, Johnny Football. I don't know.
What the hell? Because I didn't say you could kiss me, dick. Just let a girl know before you kiss her. No, I'm not mad. I don't know what I am. Confused, emotionally drained. I mean, I don't want to like that you kissed me. Don't make me say it, please. Fuck. Because I like that one too, idiot.
Come on, be careful. I don't want to leave town covered in hickeys. I never said I didn't like it. Just be careful.
Hey, I said to be careful. Just come back up here. I don't trust you not to leave mugs.
Fucking hell.
No, I can't say I've ever been kissed like that. Well, maybe you shouldn't have made me wait until I was 18. Changing the subject, is that your dick I feel? Poking me in the thigh? Can I see it? What the? Holy shit! You must have all the penis envy in the locker room. What do you mean it's only half hard? That thing gets bigger? Can I touch it? I can feel your heartbeat through it. No, I've never touched one before, but I've seen enough videos that I think I know a little bit about how to stroke one. It's not that hard. I mean, it's not that difficult. It certainly is hard. Huh? Well, maybe if you'd stuck around, you'd know a little bit more about what kind of girl I am. I'm glad this little, big guy doesn't seem to mind that I don't have one of those cheerleader-type figures. No, I think it's interesting. I might not be giving you the best handy you've ever gotten, but I'm enjoying feeling it. All the little veins, the ridge around the head. You seem to like that part the best. I like it the best, too. It's certainly the most fun to play with. So, I might be kind of jumping the gun here, but do you wanna maybe fuck me? Well, yeah, my heart is literally about to pound
right out of my chest. I'm the Mrs. Fox. And now you're kind of making good asking, so can we just do this? Please? Give me something to replace all of this embarrassment spinning around in my head. Here. I'm up against the wall. Just let me pull my leggings down a little, stick my ass out. There. Can you just slip it in already? I feel like if I get any more embarrassed, I'll have a stroke. Or a nervous breakdown.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Fuck, it's so big. Just go slow. Yeah, I know. I might have come on a little strong, but this is still my first time the real thing, so. So maybe just shut up and use your dick instead of being one for the first time in 8 years. Zoom, you had that one coming. So shut up and get some, but gently. You're pretty good. Just don't stop. Get a good rhythm going. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, fuck, all those girls who talked about you. I decided not to believe the hype. Boy, was I wrong. Oh, fuck. Easy if we got there. Go slow. I'm not going to be able to stand. I told you. Gentle. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's fucking it. You keep doing that and... Oh, shit. I'll forgive you. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Fuck. You might need to hold me up. I need to start to get weak. Oh, yeah. Fuck me against the wall. Oh, yes. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. I'm gonna come. What? Was it good? Holy fuck, dude. Sploosh. Sploosh. Oh, right. Of course, you don't do idioms. Never mind, forget the sploosh. Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And hopefully it meant more to you than the other girls you've had. Because it means a lot to me. And you only get one first time, you know? I kind of wish you hadn't come inside me, though. Well, I mean, I guess it's okay. I need something to be pissed at you at for until I finish college, right? Well, can't you imagine how good the union sex will be if I've been pissed at you for the last 4 years?